Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in virology and a passion for the music popular back when my parents first heard the name Dr. Jonas Salk. At the onset of 2020, a worldwide biological threat emerged, the pandemic known as Coronavirus Disease 2019, acronymically COVID-19. The full nature of the disease and its symptoms weren't immediately well understood, thus simply feeling ill became the de facto mutual fear of everyone. Of course, illness was not novel in the rock and rhythm era, as science won the fight against polio and the 1957 pandemic known as the H2N2 virus, aka the Asian flu, enveloped the world before heading into antigenic drift. As such, rock and rhythm musicians weren't immune from this infectious influence and aptly sang of the woes of being sick. Chances are you'll get sick for this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we get to feeling ill with Huey Smith and the Clowns, Joey Nepote, Charles Mad Dog Sheffield, Dr. Ross, The Marvelettes, Larry Williams with Art Neville, Tom Jones, The Coasters, and Bo Diddley. If anyone in rock and rhythm was prone to being sick, it had to have been Huey Smith and his Clowns. 88A Smith and crew cut several songs of sickness during their time at Ace Records. Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, High Blood Pressure, Tuberculucus and the Sinus Blues, and this 1959 track, Would You Believe It? I Have a Cold.
Would you believe it? I have a cold.
Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? We still go rock and roll.
Yes, I have a cold, but I've never felt better in my life.
Well, I've been drinking tequila all day. Well, I've been drinking tequila all day. And I know that relief is just a swallow away. I'm flying high like a rocket out of space. I'm flying high like a rocket out of space. I got my thinking man's filter and my smoking man's taste. Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? My baby's got a cold. Would you believe it? We still go rock and roll.
Yes, I have a cold, but I've never felt better in my life.
Swamp blues shouter Charles Mad Dog Sheffield faded to oblivion between his 2010 passing and his aptly titled 1965 track, Sick. However, that wasn't Sheffield's first aural illness. In 1956, Sheffield cut a few tracks with guitarist Clarence Garlow's band for Gold Band, one of which was quarantined until the 80s before emerging under the titles Wicked Old Fever or I Got Fever.
I got fever, got fever. doctor that I don't like. I got fever, fever.
The Marvelettes will always hold the distinction of being Motown's first group to score a number one, but would wait 5 long years before scoring another top 10 hit. In that time, lead vocals would shift from Gladys Horton to Wanda Young, beginning with this 1964 Smokey Robinson penned ear balm, You're My Remedy. Charles Isaiah Ross, a.k.a. Dr. Ross, was no M.D., but did carry his harmonica in a doctor's bag, hence the handle, and was a literal one-man band, guitar, harp, bass, drum, and hi-hat, a highly unorthodox musician whom played his guitar upside down and his harp flipped. Doc had a fever for boogies. He cut several, like this 1954 boogie for Sun, The Boogie Disease.
That's what I got. I'm gonna tell you about it. Gonna boogie for the doctor and the nurses too. Gonna boogie for my buddy, put him in the hearse too. I'm gonna boogie, gonna boogie. All right, send that doctor over here. Get well. I might get better.
gonna keep on boogie. Gonna keep on boogie. All right, let's boogie one time. Yeah. Woo! Have you ever heard of the boogie disease? That's what the doctor say I got. I might get better, but I'll never get well. Gonna boogie for the doctor, gonna boogie for the nurse, gonna keep on boogieing. Throw me in that hearse, I'm gonna boogie, gonna boogie. Now doctor, doc told me one time, got the boogie disease. Gonna boogie for the people and my own self too. Even the doctor done said never will get well. I got the boogie, I got the boogie, boogie disease. All right, doctor. Oh, give me a penicillin shot. I believe that'll kind of help me some.
Sometimes artists are so obscure, the only thing of note is the backing band and the songwriters. In Joey Nepote's case, he was backed by 88 Ace H.B. Barnum, a renowned L.A. area musician and producer, on a tune scripted by Edwin and Alvin Johnson, R&B journeyman singer-songwriters. And so it goes for Joey and his best guess 1958, Slab of Rockabilly. Doctor, Doctor, Doctor.
It happens every time me and my baby kiss. My head gets dizzy and my legs get weak. I can't hardly stand on my own two feet. So well, the doctor, 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 tell me what is this? It happens every time me and my sugar kiss. My heart starts bumping and my eyes pop out. I feel like a ball and jump up and shout. Well, I tried everything in my medicine chest, and I even tried knocking on wood. I did everything that I could do, but it just didn't do no good. Louder than I said a drum. Woo! Doctor, what's wrong with me? Well, I tried everything in my medicine chest, and I even tried knocking on wood. I did everything that I could do, but it just didn't do no good. Louder than I said a drum.
What could be worse than measles, mumps, chicken pox, common cold, and whooping cough? Well, it would be the Coasters' last top 10 hit, final hit of the 50s, and possibly their most risque. Make no mistake, with this 1959 malady metaphorically alluded to, as tunesmiths Lieber and Stoller never milled words regarding the allegory. Good old sexually transmitted disease, poison ivy.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You better not touch.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
She's pretty as a daisy, but look up, man, she's crazy. She'll really do you in skin.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough can cool ya.
The poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles will make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough can cool you.
Poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes to creeping around.
For a guy whose bust graces nearly every rock and rhythm pantheon to exist, it's amazing how vast yet unacquainted Bo Diddley's catalog really is. And Bo was keen to touch upon many topics, including musical maladies like this 1961 comical bout with an aggressive nurse and her liberal use of pills.
She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in the hospital bed. Hospital bed.
Well, it was a huge hit, but only for cover hack Johnny Rivers, 15 years after Huey Smith originally incubated it. 1957 contemporaries knew it had hit potential, hence rapid replications by Roy Milton and a Larry Williams and Art Neville duet, which lay dormant until the late 80s, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Albert Sabin. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com. Be sure to visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review. Before he was the Vegas-y Sir Tom Jones, Tom fronted beat band Tommy Scott and the Senators. At the onset of his solo breakout, he covered an obscure 1960 R&B tune credited to Johnny Love, originally on microlabel Starktime, before it was picked up by Dot, but credited as Ronnie Love, real name Ronnie Dunbar. That aside, Jones covered it twice, first for Oddball Joe Meek, later for Decca, yet neither version captured the 1964 treatment that Jones prescribed live, Chills and Fever.
First in view this week is this tall, handsome lad called Tom Jones, who now gives us his latest record title called Chills and the Fever.